Federal officials are racing to reunite families that were separated at the border. Yesterday, the Trump administration missed a court-imposed deadline to complete the task. Officials were only able to reunite fewer than half of the eligible families in time. And those were all families who are in the U.S. right now. But there is another group of families who are in an even more difficult position. Arizona Republic reporter Daniel Gonzalez went to Guatemala to meet one mother who was recently deported by U.S. authorities after crossing the border illegally with her six-year-old son. But they did not deport her son. He is still in a shelter in New York. So what happens now for families like this? I sat down with Gonzalez to find out, and he started by telling me more about this mother, Lourdes Marianela De Leon.
So Lourdes is a woman who lives in a small town called San Pablo, which is near the Mexico border in Guatemala. And basically, she's a poor person. She worked selling clothes door to door, and she didn't have much means, and she decided that she would be able to have a better life for her son and herself if she went to the United States. Originally, she told me she was planning to go by herself, and she had a conversation with a smuggler, Coyote, who told her that if she came with her son, she would most likely have a much better chance of crossing the border, turning herself over to the Border Patrol, and then being released within a short amount of time, as opposed to sneaking across the border and trying to evade the Border Patrol and risking her life in the desert.
Tell us about how that played out, though. She got on the bus, she was smuggled across the border and met pretty quickly, it sounds like, by Border Patrol agents.
Yeah, so she traveled from her town in Guatemala. She actually crossed the border from Guatemala into Mexico illegally by wading across the river there. Then she took a bus to the United States, and then when she got to the border with the smuggler basically said, you know, shoulder a tree in the distance, said, walk to that tree and the Border Patrol will come. The Border Patrol arrived within minutes after she crossed over, and she was taken to a Border Patrol station processing facility in San Luis near Yuma, Arizona. And that's when she learned this harsh reality that was happening at the border. She was told that she was going to be prosecuted for illegally entering the border and that her child was going to be taken away and the child would be placed in the shelter. At first, she thought it would be something temporary. She was told that this would only be a few days. She would be prosecuted, and once that legal process was over, she'd be reunited with her child.
But that's not what happened. She still hasn't seen her child, but tell us, how were they separated? How did this play out?
So at this Border Patrol processing facility, she and her child, her six-year-old son, his name is Leo, they were given a thin mattress, the way she described it is a thin mattress and an aluminum blanket. And they basically slept on the floor in this processing facility for 2 days with other mothers and other children who had been caught crossing the border illegally. And then on the second morning, some officials came and they called out Leo's name. And the mom asked, what's going on? What's happening? And then that said, we're taking away your child. He's going to be taken to a shelter now, and you're going to be separated. The boy started crying, and she explained to him what was happening, but tried to reassure him that it was only going to be a short amount of time. And then she recalled this really heart-wrenching scene where the boy is walking away, and the look on his face was just how sad he looked.
Let's talk a little bit about why it is that people are leaving countries like Guatemala right now. Was her plan to ask for asylum when she got here, to make a case for the fact that she needed to leave?
Yeah, that was actually not the case in this particular case. She told me that the main reason she was going is because she was fleeing poverty and she wanted to have a better life. She envisioned that she'd be able to get to the United States, be released, be able to work legally in the United States, and actually buy a home for her child one day. But Guatemala is a country where over half the people live in poverty. It has one of the highest poverty rates in Latin America. It's also a country that is still recovering from a 36-year civil war that killed over 200,000 people. And even though that war ended in 1996, much of the violence that took place there has been replaced by gang violence, narco trafficking. Guatemala is considered one of the 25 most dangerous countries in the world. We spent some time with some people who actually live in Guatemala, and it was just, we constantly had to be, you know, vigilant about where we went, not traveling at night, and they were always worried about carjackings, robberies, that kinds of thing. So it's a place that, like the other two countries that are the main two sending countries for families and unaccompanied minors, El Salvador and Honduras, that still has a lot of problem with poverty, violence, narco trafficking, and some political turmoil.
So she's one of thousands, you say, of parents like this who have been potentially deported without their children. Is there any sense at this point, even though the president has reversed course on this policy and said we're not going to separate families anymore and there's a court order to reunite these families, is there any sense that those families are being reunited or that she might see her son again sometime soon?
What's different in this case is this is the extreme. What happened is that a woman who was actually deported without her son, and how many of these cases that have happened, we don't really know. It's probably a large number, but nobody really knows. The government hasn't really said. There's still a long way to go before this court order within the next few weeks for the government to reunite all these families. But I just talked to her yesterday, Lourdes, and she still has had heard no word about when she'll be reunited with her child. She wants her child back as soon as possible, but it's possible that despite this court order, it could be months before she sees her child again because he's on a separate track. He still has to go to a court hearing to get a removal order. ICE will have to make arrangements for him to fly back to Guatemala. He'll have to get a permit from the Guatemalan government. And he's still in custody of HHS. So unlike these other families that are being reunited now in the United States, it's really unclear for people like Lourdes when they'll see their kids again.
Is the government saying anything about families in this extreme position?
Well, today they had a news conference, and they're claiming that some of these parents don't want their kids back. I find that hard to believe. They're saying that the objective of some of these parents was just to get their kids to the United States. Even though they've been deported, they want to leave their kids here with other relatives in the United States. What I do know is Lourdes really wants her kid back as soon as possible. It's excruciating for her to be separated from her child. And I can imagine that most parents who have been deported want their children back.
So last thing I want to talk about, Daniel. So this has become such a politicized story. I mean, it's become an international sort of headline you see everywhere, and we've talked about from every angle. But you're one of the few people, I think, who has been able to really see the human face of this, sitting down with this woman in Guatemala and talking to her about losing her son. What do you want people to know, having done that?
Well, I think one thing you hear a lot of that I've heard from readers and other people that I've encountered say things like, well, they've broken the law, so they deserve to be punished. And I think this woman, Laura, she's taken responsibility. She was willing to be prosecuted for it. But what she feels is that no parent should ever have their child taken away from them. Nobody deserves that kind of punishment. I think that was what really struck me, too, is how extremely painful it's been for these parents to have their children taken away from them and not know when they're going to get them back. Not just parents who, like her, have been deported, but parents even here in the United States who still don't know when they're going to get their children back.
Daniel Gonzalez with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.